I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to episode 3 of Reality. We're all going to be talking all about reality television and the news and gossip from that world. Khloe Kardashian, she's got a new man. I heard he's rich, you know, and hopefully he's not a cheater like Tristan. And obviously everyone is watching Love Island. You know that's my show, okay? I watch it every single night. It's actually worrying, you know. I'm actually spending a lot of time watching that show. But look, joining me in the studio today, she was booted out from the villa. The first one is Afia, everybody!
Hey.
Your football glowing, look at you.
Thank you. Fresh
from Spain, from your little 5-day holiday.
I know, all-inclusive
holiday.
Someone said it was a bank holiday, babe. So I was like, okay.
How does it feel to be out and back now?
It feels so good, honestly. Like, at first, you're a bit, like, disappointed, I would say, maybe just as you leave the villa. But when you come home, see your friends, your family, it's so nice to get back to normality, even just after 5 days.
You were disappointed when you left?
So I wasn't disappointed that when I left. I think that was obvious. Mm. But I was disappointed at my expectation before.
Oh.
So at the situation I was in, get me home. There's no one there for me. That's fine.
Yeah.
But I was disappointed at my expectation because I really went in there thinking I was going to find a husband.
Oh, is it?
I really did.
Man.
So when I left, I was more like, oh, like you thought this, but yeah. Nothing to do with the actual situation that occurred in there.
Yeah, and obviously you went straight on a date, didn't you, with Liam?
Oh my God, I went on a date with, yeah, and Ekansu. She went on a date. We both had dates with Liam. That was so nice. That was like one of my highlights. It was like so romantic with all the candles, and Liam was lovely.
Yeah, he seems like a nice chap.
He's so sweet. He's also, you know, some people just got such a nice, bright energy.
Yeah.
He was just so sweet. Obviously, I know he wasn't having a great time in there, but him as a person, lovely.
Yeah. And did he not float your boat in that way, though?
Do you know what? Semi-regret that because...
What?
Yeah, semi-regret that. I should have, like, pursued him. It was the only thing was the age. He's 20. I believe he's 22. That was the only thing I thought.
You weren't trying to go down, no.
Yeah, and I realised he was interested in Gemma, so I just made my own preconceptions. Oh, he probably goes out with girls more his age.
Yeah.
And I don't know, just a preconception. That was it. But apart from that, I should have just considered getting to know him because everything else, he was perfect.
Yeah. And obviously, you walked in with Ekansu. Everybody is loving Ekansu. She is a big character.
She is smashing.
Tell us, what is she like proper in real life? Like, is she vibes? Is she?
For me, Ekansu is vibes, yeah? I don't have any friends like Ekansu, but she's so funny. She's so out there. Like, the first night when she did not sleep, I already knew she's going to be a big character in this villa because she was just hilarious.
Why didn't she sleep?
Do you not remember? I was just watching Luca and
Davide. Yeah.
She was like, and she meant it. But every time I turn around with my little body, I look.
And she was just watching.
She was like this. Oh my God, I'm dead. She was so funny. Ekansu's smashing it, man.
Mm. And do you feel like people got to see the real you in Love Island?
People definitely... This is the thing. I think a lot of people have said that I'm like quite boring, and I'm like, I'm definitely not boring. However, they are right to say I'm not messy.
Yeah.
I don't really like to involve myself
in mix up
if it's
drama.
Not about me, why am I involved? Do you know what I mean? Why am I involved? I don't care, realistically. So they were right to say that. And also, I didn't really graft, did I? I think you need to go in there as a bombshell and graft. Like, Danica, she gets it. Erica Sue gets it. I was the only one that didn't get it.
So wait, let's talk about the guys in there that you liked.
The boys that I liked.
Yeah.
Going in, I was attracted to Dami.
Yeah.
Not like when I met him. Obviously, I got to see the VTs.
Yeah, when
I saw the VTs, I was like, Dami and Akeno, both of them were like very good looking.
Yeah.
But I thought Dami, because he was older. I think he was 26, yeah. I think. And I don't know, he's got nice style. There's, you know, Dami's good looking. So I liked Dami when I first went in. And then I spoke to him, and this is the thing, perceptions change straight away.
Really?
Yeah, because you speak to someone and it's more than just looks, isn't it? It's, do you have anything in common? Are you compatible?
And the energy as well.
And the energy, we were not compatible. And in a lot of the things that we were saying that we wanted in the future, they were opposites.
What did he want? What did you
like,
want?
I said, I'm going to have vegan children. He was like, Lordy. He was like, Lordy.
He's a Nigerian man. He likes his meat, you know.
He likes his meat. I'm telling you, I was like diseased in there when I was telling people I'm vegan. My food came in separate dishes. Everyone was just like, the weirdo, bruv. I didn't stand a chance.
I'm done. And Akeno?
And Akeno. So Akeno, he was actually my type. Like, I feel like when I told the producers what I'm looking for, he was, when I saw him, I thought, wow, literally written it down on a piece of paper. Like, he was very much what I would usually go for. But he was with India, and he said, I want to give her like 100%.
Is it?
He did.
But
was he
giving her 100%? That's the question.
That's none of my business. Yeah, I took the man's. When you're in there, you have to remember, you guys have a different perspective.
Mm.
When you're in there, take people for face value. That's what he said. I didn't question it. It was a bit odd when obviously I would speak to her and she would say, "He's not giving me that vibe." But I didn't question it because I was like, "He has directly said that to me," so I took it as, "Yeah, he is."
Obviously, Ikenna's no longer in there.
Yeah.
As we know. Which I was like, whoa, like, he's actually gone. I thought Ikenna, and Amber were given main character energy.
They were given main character energy.
So I'm really shocked that they're just not there. Anyways.
I agree with that. I was stunned. The woman was too stunned to speak. I was like, I was stunned. When I saw that, I was like, I was like, it's not going to be them two. I was like, it's not going to be them two. Like, I don't know who. I only watched it because people told me that they'd left. I had stopped watching it after I left.
Yeah.
And people said that they left, and I was like, don't believe it. I have to see it for myself.
And obviously now, the couple coming up is Dami and India. Which, exactly. I don't know, did I see it coming?
Yeah, and no.
But my concern here are the friendships involved in this. Oh, hell no. Okay.
Listen,
how
I've
does Akeno feel about this? And have, how does Amber feel about
to
this?
To be honest, yeah, I think that they're both mature people. Mm. I'm going to be real. I think they're both mature. If it was me, I said my opinion already been dragged. The stands are come dragging.
What is your opinion?
My opinion is go for the guy. This is Love Island. Everything, all fair in love and war. That's fine. However, tell your friend so that she doesn't go home and isn't feeling a bit like her feelings were disregarded.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? Just tell your friend if you can. Do you know what I mean?
Because now Amber has to watch that, like, from
and it
home.
Comes, and it comes across, and I feel like the way it comes across is like, Amber's feelings don't matter. Mm. Do you know what I mean? Because maybe people are not feeling Amber.
Who do you think in there at the moment could make it to the finals?
I think Dami and India have a very
I think they've got a strong chance.
Strong chance.
One thing, one thing I will say about Dami and India is this, Obviously, look, we saw India and Akeno before, and like, affection, where art thou? You know? Whereas now, we're starting to see a lot of affection, I think, from like, Dami and India. And it's almost like India was waiting for this. She was waiting to be able to, you know, show a guy the love and whatever.
Maybe Dami as well.
Yeah, I think they were both waiting for that. And it's like, you know, they are a match made in heaven. So yeah, I think they'll make it to the finals. But who else do you think?
Okay, them two definitely will make it to the final. Because I think when you've fought to sort of be together, you're going to, do you know what I mean, stay together.
Yeah.
And then I think Gemma and Luca will make it to the final.
I don't think their heads will turn
whatsoever. And you know who I think is going to surprise us?
Who?
Jax and Paige. I think they will.
Do you think?
I think Jax's little cheeky chap persona is getting people thinking that his head's going to turn. But I have faith in him. I have faith. Actually, I mean, I don't want to eat these words, but
I'm done. This always happens. Every Love Island, I'm like, no, they're going to win. They're going to win. On episode one of this show, I said, you know what? Dami and Amber, they're going to make it to the finals.
Same!
Now look.
Same!
Now look.
When I was in there, I swear to you.
Really?
I think maybe that's why my reaction is a bit shocked. Because when I was in there, okay, cool. I know that they were coming across and they didn't like each other like now. But I did think, oh no, they're going to stand the test of time. I thought they're going to kind of get over the little hump and then.
Yeah.
But.
And who do you think's in there and is kind of playing the game a little bit? Or they're playing their game of chess to make sure they make it to the final?
I feel like everyone does that in there. Mm. I feel like you have to sort of play a game a little bit because it's Love Island, you know what I mean? In particular,
yeah.
The only person I could say comes across now like he might be playing a game is Jay.
Mm.
Only because the second he's in the bottom three, I think it's just because I'm rooting for my girl, Ekansu. Mm. Yeah? That's the only person. But everyone else, I feel like you all sort of somewhat have to play a game in there.
Yeah. Yeah, look, when you were on After Sun, you know, you spoke about the people that you were interested in and you spoke about Remy as well.
So, do you know what it is with Remy?
Mm.
Obviously, when I left, I was relieved to leave because I just felt...
Did you ever meet him?
I never met him.
Oh, man, no. I thought like you two would have got along really, really well.
That's the thing. If I was still in there, I would have 100% gone for Remy. Mm. I would have 100% gone for Remy. Based off his looks, he's from Manchester as well. I've dated a lot of Manchester boys. He's tall, dark, handsome. What's not to like? So
what's not to like?
Exactly. If he came in, I would have definitely been like, oh, my God. Like, he's good looking. So I would have went for him. But obviously, that's just
I heard he's quite tall as well. So that's your type.
That's my type. Tall, dark, and handsome. So I definitely would have went for him. But obviously, it was just the timing, isn't it?
He
came in. It's peak because, it would have worked.
It would have worked.
It would have worked.
But look, you know, you see this show and you see me, I'm full of surprises. I think Remy might actually be here.
Oh, my days.
Oh, Remy, where are you, mate? I think Remy might actually be here.
Imagine I was dragging him.
Remy, come on in. Come on in. Come here he is.
Hi, mate.
Come through. You two meet
Why
each other
you
now.
Do that? Why would you do that?
Remy, pull up that chair and just and take a seat.
That's why there's two chairs.
Weren't you wondering? Why is there two chairs?
Why?
Remy, welcome. Let's make sure you're in shot.
You are messy.
And as you've just seen, Remy and Afia have met each other for the first time. Afia, you were talking that talk. You didn't know Remy was here, and here he is.
I can't stand you for that. I can't stand you for that because I could have said anything. I could have said bad things.
Look, you know, like you said just now, like you said on After Sun, you know, Remy's clearly your type.
It's true. I did say that.
And wow, Remy.
Nice too, isn't it?
Thank you.
Oh, interesting. So you two kind of, you know, you
oh
maybe this could
God.
Be a thing in the future. But look, Remy, like, great to see you here in the flesh Thank as well. You. Like, what was your experience like in the villa?
It was so good, to be honest. Like, just creating friendships, doing challenges, like, seeing the view, enjoying the weather. Just like a free holiday, innit?
Yeah, literally. How many days was it for you? Because I know for you it was five.
Days.
Oh, okay, yeah, a nice little breakaway. Yeah. And like, who would you say that you got along with out of the boys the most?
Everyone knows now, like Jay.
Yeah.
Like, when it comes to money, we're partying. Facts, like.
Whoa, you're not going to have crazy guy, nights out?
Yeah. That's my guy, like. I need to see him, man. Miss him.
Wow, and out of the girls?
Out of the girls, probably India.
Mm.
I felt like he was like,
but what happened though, man? I thought maybe there could have been something a bit more of you in India. Like, what happened?
I don't know. I was just confused, innit? I was just getting mixed signals, really.
Mm. But do you feel like there were parts where India was kind of like showing you that maybe she was into you? Because obviously, look, we only saw the cut on TV. You were there for the whole day. So like, what was the energy like from India?
It was pure energy. We were like bare playful, innit? We were doing like rock, paper, scissors and shit. Like, just like talking about deep stuff.
Yeah,
we had a lot of fun together, to be fair.
And obviously, at that moment, she was kind of struggling a bit with Akena. Not really sure if Akena liked her like that. Do you feel like maybe she liked you a bit more than Akena in that moment?
I don't know, to be honest. Like, it's hard to tell. Just all the mixed signals. But just happy I got to speak to her.
Yeah.
It was nice getting to know her. It's a shame, really, isn't it?
Yeah, it's a shame. And obviously, you know, now she's with Dami.
Dami, you know?
Like,
Dami.
Are you a bit gutted at that?
Nah, good on him. He likes her.
Yeah. And do you think they'll last?
Yeah. Because she said that she likes him in the challenge. So.
Yeah. And obviously, you know, I assume that you went in there looking for love. Did you? Did you really think that you were going to get find the love of your life in there?
I'm not even going to lie, that as corny as it sounds, I wanted a lover strong as Molly's and Tommy's.
Wow. That's what I was looking for. Oh, yeah. But look, it's not too late. Afia sat right next to you. You know, she's expressed that she's attracted. You've even said yourself now.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so I'm going to ask you a question.
Oh, my God.
I'm
going to ask you both a question. Don't get messy.
No, I'm not even getting messy. I'm just saying. I'm just going to ask you both a question.
Yeah.
Are you both interested in getting to know each other on this show today?
Oh, getting to know each other on this show today? Yeah, of course.
Yeah, cool. Well, in a few minutes, when we come back, you two are going to go on a little cheeky date.
Is it?
Right here. Don't worry, we're going to set things up.
Oh my God.
Once we go to a little break, we're going to come back and things are going to be looking just a little bit different. Hey guys, it's Will with you and welcome to my brand new show, Reality with Will and Jovi. You can find us on YouTube, TikTok and Instagram. Please give us a follow. We're going to have a lot of fun on the show, actually. So the Instagram handle is Reality with Will. On YouTube, you can find us and just search Reality with Will or Reality with Will and Jovu. And on TikTok, just search at Will_NJO. As I promised you, Remy and Afia are going to go on a date. And look, you know, I'm not going to interrupt. I'm not going to say anything. It's none of my business. So I'm going to leave them to it.
Okay.
Okay, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you properly. Yeah.
It's about time, isn't it?
It is. How are you?
I'm fine, you know.
How's everything been since you've come out of the villa? You looked really sad.
It was worrying. I was.
Was that straight after you just left?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
So, like, as soon as I got home, though, like, I got so much love in my hometown, you know?
Okay.
And my boys were there, had a night out, got lit.
Oh, like, that's so sweet.
So they all cheered me up.
All right.
Yeah. So, how was your exit?
Oh, my exit was good. Like, did you get to watch me on the show?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, yeah. My exit was good because I was kind of in a position where I was there. I think I was actually there for one extra day over you.
Yeah.
And literally, when I was there, I kind of was interested in one boy. He kind of was interested in India. Oh, yeah. It's the same situation, isn't it?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, yeah, just
sticky.
In reverse. The same situation. And then that was it. I wasn't interested in anybody else.
Yeah.
So when it was my time to go, I was like, it's fine. It wasn't a problem. And then you guys came in the next day and everyone was like, oh, that's a shame.
That's what I mean, like,
okay.
I wish it was there. Well, we're here now, innit?
We're here now, alive.
Yeah. You look nice today, though.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I'm feeling the green.
Thank you, Remy. You look better in person.
Is it? Okay,
yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
So what do you do again?
Well, now, actually, I guess I've actually left, but I worked in a medical facility and it has like a members lounge.
Yeah.
So it's literally just making like juices, smoothies, anything else, chatting.
Yeah.
And you did modelling, yeah?
Yeah, modelling.
Okay, yeah.
Still doing it. It's good, man. Like,
you like it?
Just been doing like campaigns and stuff. A lot of like high clients. It's been good.
Okay. Are you feeling, you seem like you're feeling better, like you're more high spirit.
Yeah, like, you know what I mean? I'm a strong person.
Good, good.
Mm-hmm. I don't really let anything get to me, you know?
So good. Okay. Same.
Yeah, you gotta be like in this world, man. It's tough out here.
Would you do it again, like the experience?
I wish I could restart.
I would have. It's like, it is a shame though, because I would have like, if you came in, I would have thought, oh yeah, perfect.
Yeah, of course, me too.
Oh good. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I heard you say something about age though.
How old are you?
I'm 22.
That's the problem. That was the problem. Yeah, I've never dated someone younger than me.
Would you ever?
I mean, never say never, but it's more just because I just think, what is a 20-year-old, 22-year-old going to be doing with their life at this moment? Like, would they be ready to settle down? Do you know what I mean? I just feel like sometimes I've been looking for something different.
Is that from experience or...?
I never dated someone 22, so I would never
That's
know.
That's what I mean. You never know, innit?
You never know. It's true. You never know. But you don't look 22. You seem quite mature.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Like... The boys were trying to get onto me for being the youngest in there, but I was so mature, like way mature than.
Yeah, I didn't even know you were 22 until you just said.
Oh really?
Yeah, I didn't even know. Yeah, because you don't look it when you walked in.
So how old were you thinking, like?
I thought you were my age, 25, 24, 25. Yeah, I'm 25. Yeah, okay. How old did you think I was?
I thought it was like 23.
Good. Yeah. Always guess younger. Yeah. No, I'm 25.
Okay.
Yeah. I turned 25 a week before we were in the villa.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Oh, had it in the casting thing.
Oh, that's sick.
Yeah.
So did you do anything?
No, do you know what? They got me like little bits and bobs, and my chaperone was so sweet. I enjoyed it. Oh, it was nice.
My chaperone was so sweet, man.
So sweet.
That's my guy. We're going to go out when we go back to Money. Oh. He's just literally moved to Money.
I used to live in Manchester, you know.
Really?
For 5 years.
I haven't seen you. It's small.
Like, I'm shocked. But then, yeah, I am shocked that I haven't seen you, actually. Yeah, because I lived there for 5 years.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I lived in Liverpool for 4. Then I moved to Manchester for uni. And I think I stayed about 4 or 5 years there. Yeah. A lot of my exes are from Manchester.
Okay.
Yeah, I won't start dropping names. It's a bit weird.
I probably know them all. Like, so small.
You probably do. That's why I'm shocked. Yeah, mm-hmm. That's why I'm shocked. And then I moved back about 1.5 years ago.
Okay. Mm. Why did you move?
Feel like I kind of... It sounds bad to say because I know you... But one thing I know about Manchester people, they love Manchester. Yeah, that's one thing I know about Manchester people, they love Manchester. But I just felt like I'd done it. You know how you said it's so small? I just felt like I'd done it. I'd been around in Manchester, seen it all. And then I just kind of wanted to go back. I grew up in London. So I kind of wanted to go back to London. Just I feel like there's more happening. And culturally, I just felt more comfortable in London.
Yeah, there's a lot of culture in London, to be fair.
Yeah, and I felt like I had more options as well. I tell a lie, I was... dating all the time in Manchester, yeah, but I did feel like I had, like, I don't know, more options in, like, more love in London. Yeah. So that's why I moved back.
Okay. Mm. Money's still better, though. Way better.
No.
Yes.
No, like, Manchester people are more friendly, but London's got, and I'm vegan, so.
You're vegan?
Yeah, so Manchester's a bit, in comparison to London, it's behind. Yeah. Like, London's got so many vegan spots. So, yeah, no, I'm sticking with London for now.
So how long have you been a vegan for? Miss meat or?
No. I've been vegan for like 5 years now.
5 years?
Yeah, does that horrify
Yo,
you?
No.
Because that seems so horrifying.
So you're missing out on jerk chicken and rice or not?
Mm-mm, just the sauce and rice.
Nah, that's dead, I can't lie. Nah, I need jerk chicken with it, man.
I eat really good. The food I eat is really nice. Like, I cook lots of nice... Honestly, you'd be surprised. It's not just like, I'm actually joking. It's not just rice and sauce. Yeah. I eat like lots of like little chickpea curries, quinoa, kale. I know when I said this in the villa, I feel like people were horrified. But yeah, I'm vegan.
It's mad, like, I wouldn't think in it because you're quite like thick or something, innit? So,
Because
you would think you'd be like slimmer.
No, everyone thinks that. Like, you still get like your protein and everything. I feel like I eat better than most people. Because I make an effort to eat really healthy.
Okay. Mm. Yeah, like I do have a few vegan meals now and then. And I feel 10 times better.
Do you?
It's like the energy you get from it.
It's so good. Yeah. Oh, that's really good. Yeah, when I said this in the villa, all the boys were like, it's a write-off. I was like, okay, it's a mess.
So I can't remember who you went on a date with.
Do you know what? I went on a date. I actually had 2 dates. Yeah, in a short space of time, I had 2 dates. I went on a date with Liam, who was so sweet.
Oh, I wish I met him.
So lovely. Mm-hmm. And then I went on a date with Jax, who was also lovely, but... I didn't watch your episode, so I don't know how you guys got on, but...
Don't think it was Ed.
Oh, okay, cool. Mm. Okay.
I'll talk about it later. You keep talking about it.
Okay. He was nice to me, but it's just initially... From the get-go, it was very obvious that we weren't going to have anything. But as, like, a friend, he was, like, really sweet.
Okay.
And that was it. I only went on dates with the two of them, and I never actually got to pick a date to go on.
Oh, that's a shame, isn't it?
Yeah, because I would have liked to pick it, but it kind of, it's the same as you. It is what it is.
It's not that deep.
I'm happy to be home. Yeah. I'm happy to be with my friends and stuff.
Everyone on the show was just like, it is what it is every time, isn't it?
It is, exactly. I think you guys literally came in, like, the day after. Maybe even the same night
probably.
That I left. I don't even know. Mm-hmm. I don't even know. So, yeah. Mm-hmm. Who did you go on a date with?
Well, 3 dates, actually.
You went on 3 dates?
One. So it was India for my starter, Paige for my main, and I can sue for my dessert.
Did you get on with the other two at all? Like, did you feel a vibe with the other, with anybody else?
Oh, with anyone else? Probably Paige.
Paige. Oh, she's so lovely.
Jax, yeah.
Oh, okay.
But that's his girl now, isn't it?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. Nice.
Yeah, she was a nice girl.
Paige is so lovely. They're all lovely, to be fair. But okay.
But I didn't really speak to Gemma much out of all of them.
Because she's a bit wifed off, isn't she?
Yeah,
she's a bit wifed off. But Gemma's lovely, yeah, but she's a bit, she's like wifed off of Luca.
Yeah, so Luca and Gemma look good together.
They do. Mm. I feel like it was a bit of a hard time for you to come in because the couples were still...
That's what I mean.
It's a hard time. It's as a bombshell, it's a risk, innit? You go in, you don't know. At least you yourself and you weren't acting crazy. Do you know what I mean?
I don't know if some people are faking it in there, man. Like,
did you get that vibe?
Sometimes, you know what I mean?
Yeah, fair enough. I mean, you're more around the boys, so you'll probably see a different side of things as well. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God, I'm sweating.
What, because of me?
Yeah, that's
my thing. So would you be interested in meeting up sometime, going for like a drink?
Sure, I would love to. Yeah. Especially, I go to Manchester all the time, so I would love to.
Come on. No, it is, man.
Oh, Remy, you seem lovely. It's a shame you didn't get to find someone in there, but you never know.
Yeah, you know what I mean? I'm out now. Active.
It's true. I'm sure you've got lots of options since you've come out.
You know, it is. I'm not really asked, like,
about
girls and that. Like, I just tend to focus on one person, you know what I mean?
That's sweet. Okay. Well, thank you for a lovely date. Cheers.
Yeah. Come on. Should we do this at the start?
Hello. There you go.
So there we have it. Remy and Afia, possibly one of the hottest couples to come out the villa. I call myself Cupid. I set this date up.
I agree with you. You're very good looking.
I did a good job.
You're a giant. You, Chris Jenner.
Why are you going to be Chris Jenner?
I did not see this coming. Yeah. Well, I don't know how you orchestrate this. With both of our like timing schedules. Yeah, hats off to you.
I made it happen and we'll be back in just a few minutes. Last one, I promise. Hey guys, it's Will. Don't forget to subscribe to my brand new show, Reality with Will, where I'm going to be bringing you all the latest news and gossip from the world of reality TV with your favorite celebrity guests. Subscribe on YouTube right here, or you can check me out on TikTok. That's at WillNJO, or on Instagram, at Reality with Will. And we are back elsewhere in the world of reality TV. Khloe Kardashian, she's got a new man apparently. I heard he's rich too. I heard he's a private equity investor. That's the title. And it's being rumored that Kim Kardashian introduced him to her. Isn't it great to have a rich and famous sister? So when you split up with your ex-partner who cheated on you 4 times, you find a new man who's just a millionaire. That's crazy, isn't it? What a blessing, what a privilege.
It's so good. I feel like I didn't really think she was a clown for staying because she had a kid. Yeah. So I know.
No, hold on. If someone cheats on you about a good 3 to 4 times.
I know,
but like, one thing she could do is look her daughter in the eye and say, God, I tried. I tried. Do you know
you're
what I mean?
Right, you're right.
How many times have you thought to our parents, y'all didn't try? She could be like, I tried. Do you know what I mean? I gave it a good go.
Yeah.
And yeah, good for her. It's going to be peak though, isn't it? Like when you get with someone new and then I feel like Tristan would still probably want her back always.
Yeah, but he's toxic.
I know.
Remy, if a girl cheated on you twice, what are you doing? But what if you loved her? You know, you've got children.
And you have a kid
with her. Like, would you at least try and make it work?
I feel like men are different.
Men have the pride. You wouldn't allow that to...
No, like...
Oh, not the Simba's pride.
ASAP, call it quits ASAP, because...
Really?
The disrespect, you know what I mean? Like, there's so much stuff I could say, but...
Yeah. And do you lot think it's important to date someone who is, you know, financially up there, rich?
Yeah, because she's rich, isn't it? So she needs someone. He doesn't need to be on her level because she's on a next level, but a little something for sure.
Hold on. What is a little something? So, you know, a couple of grand.
How's he gonna? He needs to be able to keep up with her lifestyle to a degree, isn't it? He can't just be like, I mean, to be honest, love is love, and I'm gonna guess a lot of people would be an upgrade to someone who's cheating on you, regardless of their finances. But a little something, so that...
No, it's the way you keep saying, a little something. I'm like, wow.
Because of his ego. His ego, innit? I feel like men, when they can't sort of do the things that you could do, it becomes a bit toxic. Like, they feel a bit more like, I don't know. They feel like you're sort of above them. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? So just to keep it, like, level, keep his masculinity, it's good to have a little something, match her a bit.
Yeah. So, Remy, as a man... Would you care about dating a woman who is earning a lot of money, or would you actually rather that she's earning less money than you?
Ooh, that's a good question. Wow. That is a good question.
You know what? Like, I've dated like rich girls and you know what?
Girls richer than you.
Yeah, yeah. I'm not really bothered. I'm just happy for them, innit? Like, they're doing well. Like, as long as someone's doing well, like, working to something, you know what I mean? Like, putting in the work to get that money. That's all that matters, really.
And that wouldn't bother you? That wouldn't, like, tear you apart that maybe she might be earning more money than you?
No.
Because some guys get really affected by that. Some guys do.
Yeah, they do.
I don't think I would get jealous about that stuff. No.
Yeah.
Or they take advantage of it.
Like... No, Afio, you look like you're talking from experience. You're like, they do. They do. I'm like, okay, because tell us then. What?
No, but they do. Like, have you not noticed sometimes boys want to keep you in like a box sometimes? Yeah. Maybe just keep you to you sort of thing. I can see why they would feel intimidated because obviously we live in a world where the men are seen to be the providers.
Yeah.
So you might feel a bit, is it emasculated? Emasculated.
I think that's the word, but I know what you're trying to say, yeah.
Do you know
what
I mean? Yeah. I get it, but nah.
Nah.
I am dead. Right, Remy, we have got a musician in the house. Remy, how long have you been doing music for?
Shut up.
I've been doing music for like 2 years now.
Wow.
But I'm gonna keep it honest. Like, the music I released, I don't like. It's music that I made just for a laugh, you know. Like, I was very immature at that time. And now I've made music that I want to like express my emotions,
yeah,
and like talk about real life topics, you know what I mean? Mm. Clear all that stuff about mental health, grinding, everything really.
Yeah. And where do you want to end up? Are there any like musicians that you want to work with in the UK, in London?
I hope. I'd love to work with H, of course, from my hometown, you know. Mm-hmm. Dave, but yo. I don't know if I'm dreaming too hard, but
there's nothing wrong with this. There's nothing wrong with dreaming high. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
Definitely Central C, like, he's cold. His drip as well, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Nox, like, he's cold. Heady One. The list goes on, man. There's so many sick artists out there.
Wow, and would you say that they influence your style of music that you do now?
Yeah. I get a bit of inspiration from Dave. You haven't really seen that side yet, but hopefully I can show you.
Yeah. So you feel like you're at a stage right now where everything's loading. Like, you've got stuff in the can and you want to show us the real you now as an artist.
I think it's time. Like, people are trying to roast me. Yeah, they don't even know what's coming. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, and look, let's speak about the roast that's been... Because look, there's been roast. Like, I think we can all admit that there's been roast.
You got roasted more than any Ali that I've seen before.
The man
ain't even stepped in the villa.
Wait. Let's clarify what happened. So obviously... Yeah. But when you got announced, I don't know if you saw this, obviously people then found out that you were a rapper. They found videos of you rapping. They found videos of you dancing. So all of this stuff. Anyways, fine. Then those videos started going around. Then when you got into the villa, you were asked to rap. And I think maybe you got a bit shy. You stumbled a bit. And that was like, whatever, fine.
Yeah.
Then obviously when you ended up on After Sun, Laurel Whitmore asked you to rap again. And then you stumbled again. And then people was talking on the internet. Like, how did that all that stuff make you feel? Were you just nervous?
How did it make you feel?
I was nervous, innit? And... on the After Sun, like, I had an earpiece in and I could hear the reverb of my voice in it, so it kind of swayed me off.
You know, and you've never used an earpiece like that before?
No.
Fine.
But it's cool, innit? Like, we all make, like, mistakes, innit? We all fumble sometimes.
Yeah.
Almost perfect. Like, everyone expects me to be, like, a robot. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah. And obviously, look, you know, I was saying to Afio before, like, I've been interviewing Islanders for years. And the one thing that a lot of people tell me is about the pressures that you lot go through to be perfect. Did that affect you? Obviously, when you came off After Sun and all of that stuff happened, like, did you think, oh, why am I being like, why am I being dragged like this?
Like, why me? Like, even my own people against me. You know what I mean?
Friends as well.
Not friends.
He has a point, though, because if you look at the people that are dragging him, you would be surprised. But to be honest, I think people just take it as like tongue in cheek.
Yeah. But like, no, but they forget it's a human being that they're actually.
Yeah.
Like, there's been situations, I've been in my hometown, people are coming up to me saying, yo, dance for me. Yo, can you lift the mood a bit? Rap for us.
Oh, no.
It's imagine, though, people have the guts to say it to my face.
Do they?
Like, just saying it to my face. I'm like, yo.
Because I guess when you've come off Love Island, people feel like you're their property. Like, I know you. Like, yeah, entitled. That's the word.
To tell you, it's insane.
I mean,
you've handled it so well though, yeah, because I'm not gonna lie, on After Sun, I was saying a prayer. It was worrying the way that your demeanor was, but yeah, now you seem fine.
Yeah, exactly.
You've handled it really well.
But on After Sun though, that I mean, not even just the rap, the interview, you did look a bit like, is it
deflated?
Deflated, distressed. Yeah.
Distressed.
Was it just the experience of the villa and like all the craziness of it? Like why did you feel that way?
There was a lot of stuff that wasn't a lot of stuff going on.
That made you feel like that.
Should I talk about it? Yeah.
Yeah.
So basically, me and Jax got into quite a lot of arguments in it, and it just made my experience shit. Mm. Like it ruined it for me. I don't know. Like people were saying, oh, it's because it's got like a rugby persona. Like you can't treat anyone like that. You know what I mean? It's
what
got
was
no
the
morals.
Arguments about?
It's just he was trying to get onto me. He was like, my name's Remy. I'm hard. I'm from money.
Oh, no.
He was doing that constantly. And it was so jarring. But I was the only one to stick up for myself in it, because he would always do that to people. And I just, like, stick on him, like, say, like, shut up, you know what I mean? And then, I've just got into a lot of fights and stuff.
So obviously, like, we just spoke about After Sun and what happened. What was the response on social media and in real life?
Oh, it was peak, man. Like, I've been sent death threats. People saying, oh, like, you're never going to make it. You can't dance for crap. You know what it is? With the dancing, like, I was just doing that for fun. I mean, like, everyone back in those days was doing, like, the hit the wall, the reverse and all that, which hurts. And I was just trying to have a good time with my boys. I mean, but forget the hate, man. Just keep it moving, do my thing. I mean, prove them wrong.
But look, you know, who cares if the first time they asked you to rap, you fumbled? Who cares if the second time you fumbled? Like we said, I believe that everyone should be given another chance. We've seen your videos on Instagram. We see you giving it in the freestyles. So, you know, look, if you wanted to give us one right now, a cheeky one for your new girl, you know, you can give it to us. Come on, okay. Give it to us. I mean, yeah, man, just give it into that camera.
Chuck. If you can relate to this, I'm your conscience speaking, your future's bright, stop disbelieving. Hard work pays, I guarantee it. Vision's clearer, see it. My imagination's preed it. Prove my haters wrong. When I make it, they'll say I can't believe it.
Hey, there he goes. Remy with the bars. Look, onwards and upwards for you. Thank you both so much for joining me on the show. And obviously, I will be back next week with another episode, all the latest news and gossip from reality. See you there. Thank you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.